number 103 from February of 2006, Institutional Inertia. For those of you who were not able to attend the annual congregational meeting, I want to share what I believe should be our emphasis as a congregation for 2006. I believe we should concentrate on evangelism. Even as I write this, I feel a little foolish for saying we should focus on evangelism because, after all, that is the mission of the church. To spread the good news of Jesus Christ is the reason the Christian church exists. It seems almost too obvious to even point this out. It is kind of like saying that the mission of a grocery store is to sell groceries, or that the mission of a school is to educate students. That really should go without saying, shouldn't it? So why am I saying it? I'm saying it because it is easy for institutions to forget why they exist. Institutions tend to perpetuate themselves long after their purpose or mission has been lost. For example, there were firemen on railroads long after they quit burning wood or coal. There are scores of committees that keep meeting long after their mission has gone, in business and in the church. Sometimes institutions actually forget why they were founded in the first place. One of the reasons that folks shy away from evangelism or cringe when they hear that word is because it conjures up images of walking around town, knocking on doors, and witnessing to strangers about your faith. That seems very artificial and contrived, and it is. Unless we have some kind of relationship with a person, they would certainly be skeptical of why we are knocking on their door, interrupting their supper or their favorite TV show. When the disciples were called to be fishers of men, they certainly started sharing the good news with the folks they knew, like brothers, families, friends, and neighbors, and then they worked their way out to the Gentiles and others. We need to do this same thing. Let the people around you know what helps you through the tough times, and what gives you hope, and what gives you peace. We may still put some flyers out about Vacation Bible School and advertise ourselves, but the personal connection is still the best evangelism. Not everyone is comfortable sharing their faith, but everybody knows somebody who is unchurched and/or needs help. Make the evangelism committee aware of these folks in need. Also, remember that sharing good news isn't usually that tough. We want to tell everyone.